What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Mean Streets powered by FTN. I am your host, Chris Meany. Happy Saturday to you, and welcome to Super Wild Card Weekend. Six games in the NFL this weekend. Three today on Saturday, three on Sunday. We have the Colts and Bills. Buffalo 6-point favorites, 51.5 the total. We got the Rams and Seahawks, Seattle. I'm seeing now 3-point favorites, still in some spots, 3.5, 42.5 the total. Tampa and the Washington football team, the Bucs 8-point favorites, 44.5 the total. And then tomorrow, a rematch between the Ravens and the Titans. This is my favorite game of the weekend. Baltimore 3.5-point favorites, the total 55. Tennessee home dogs, everybody counting them out again. Chicago and the Saints 9.5-point favorites, 47.5 the total, and Cleveland and Pittsburgh, 6-point favorites for the Steelers at home, up against the Browns again for the second straight week, 47.5. Welcome! A lot to unravel there right off the hop. This is episode 23 of Mean Streets. Only one athlete to dedicate this episode to, and I think you know, Mr. Bob Gainey. I'm kidding. It's Michael Jordan. It's Michael Jordan, the GOAT, 23. We'll dedicate that episode to him for sure. It's going to be a quick episode, guys. Some picks, some props. A lot of Mean Streets episodes coming at you over the next few hours. If you're a hockey fan, you're going to love it. If you're not, we'll dive back into the football later next week and really start to turn the page in MLB. I want to start doing some baseball previews, but one sport at a time here, so all football today, but I wanted to get a couple things off my chest. Released the fantasy hockey draft kit this week. As you see here, a lot of stuff included in this draft kit, and if you're watching on our YouTube page, please subscribe, like, hit the smash button, hit the like button, actually. Watching me and hearing me, you probably realize I haven't slept in a few days, but I wanted to put this bad boy together for you guys. Rankings, targets, breakouts, sleepers, busts, bounce back, high stakes draft strategy for my guy Russ Prentice, division previews, in-season articles, chats, all that good stuff, $9.99. There's a whole lot more in there as well, to be honest with you. It's just all you could fit into a graphic. There's a ton of content, undervalued, overvalued goalie strategy. It's going to be different years for goalies too. And an early bird NHL special as well. When you buy FTN Daily for $129, you're going to get FTN Bets, and you're also going to get the draft kit. And that ends January 15th. Puck drop is on Wednesday. But, bets already placed over at FTNBets.com. Futures, who's going to win, who I think is going to win the cup, a couple long shots, MVP, Rookie of the Year, you name it. A whole lot already over on FTNBets.com. And for FTN Daily, we're going to have, every single day, we're going to have game-by-game previews. We're going to have cheat sheets from Russ. They're phenomenal projections. We're going to have live streams with Javi, myself, and Russ. Got Neil Parker on the squad. Anybody knows Neil, got him to do some NHL stuff for us. He's going to jump on some streams. He's going to do some game-by-game. We're going to have rankings. It's a lot. If you're a hockey fan, you're going to dig it, I promise. So check out the draft kit if you want. This is draft season. Any questions, you can hit me up at Chris Meany. And one more promo to talk about before we move on here is, in just a couple hours, I'm going to be hosting the FTN Primetime Show at 11 Eastern with my guy Elliot Chris and my other guy Derek Brown. And as you see here, we're having this is as cheap as it's going to get. It's going to last throughout the entire playoffs and Super Bowl. You buy FTN Bets, you're going to get FTN Daily for free, $34.99. So you'll be able to watch the daily show. We got a show this morning. We're going to have a show tomorrow to tee up the three games tomorrow, and then shows every single weekend until Super Bowl, until the very end. And then the bets, all the bets, you know, from everybody over at FTN Bets, things that I've been plugging all year long. I'm up to 50 units over at FTNBets.com on this show here, Mean Streets, as we bring up the picks, because that's what you're here for. Up 45.1 units on this show, 104-75 the record. All right, so these are the picks. This is what I'm feeling here this weekend. I'm going to be quite honest with you. My favorite of these 12 picks on the board, I mean, I like the parlay. Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Tampa, New Orleans is just plus 186. You're really going to have to lay some juice there. I don't like a lot of upsets. I like the Titans and I like the Rams. Those are the two teams that I think could upset. And my favorite of these 12, as I was mentioning, the totals. I just really like the totals. Kind of been nailing the totals lately, the overs and the unders. I think, honestly, I'm 9 for my last 12 on this show with totals, so hopefully we can keep that going here for you guys. Baltimore, Tennessee, I think there's going to be some points. You know, these two teams played last year. It was a bit of a slower pace. Tennessee won. They played earlier in the year this year, and Tennessee won that one as well. And it was a bit more high scoring, 30-24 in week 11. Tannehill had two touchdowns, 259. Henry, 28 for 133. In the playoff game last year, he went 30 for 195. A lot of people just made, oh, you know, it was the Henry show. Tannehill can't throw the football. We've seen Tannehill throw the football since then. Last year, he didn't need to throw the football in the playoffs. I think he's probably going to have to throw the football in the playoffs this year because his defense, not very good. They have 19 sacks, the third fewest. So Baltimore is going to be able to score points. The Titans are going to be able to score points with Henry, with Tannehill running himself, using play action, taking shots down the field with A.J. Brown and Corey Davis. I think the Titans get it done. I think they just have Baltimore's number. It's not just, oh, okay, you know, they've won the last two in the past year, so they're going to win again. They don't generate pressure, which is not necessarily a good thing, but they have Lamar Jackson's number, and that's kind of the way to beat Lamar. What I've seen and what I've seen teams adjust to Lamar Jackson this season is last year he was unbelievable, MVP, he was lighting up the league. This year he struggled. Tennessee's just going to let him sit in the pocket and do what he wants to do and be a pocket passer, and that is going to bode well for the Titans. I really like this Titans offense. I think they're very efficient. I don't think that the Baltimore Ravens are going to be able to stop Derrick Henry again. Nobody can stop him. They've given up a lot of huge runs on the ground recently. So give me the Titans plus 3. I think you can get them in some spots plus 3.5. You know, if you feel real strong about them on the money line, go ahead, take that's better value. But I'm taking the 3 points here. Home dogs, give me the Titans. I like the Bills, not going to spend too much time on this pick. I don't think it's going to be easy for Buffalo. You know, last year they got the jitters out of the way. It was their, you know, Josh Allen's first NFL start in the playoffs, and it looked like it was his first NFL start in the playoffs, didn't it? He struggled, and, you know, he made a lot of mistakes. They gave that game away in the second half. They lost. This is a different Bills team. This is their first home playoff game since 1996, a span of almost 9,000 days. Josh Allen, since week 13, I believe since that Hail Mary loss to the Arizona Cardinals, he's got a 15-2 touchdown interception ratio, and all the Bills have done since week 12, which I believe was the actual Hail Mary game, all they've done is outscore their opponents 229-110. 229-110! Diggs leads the league in targets, catches, yards. He's the only wideout in the NFL to have 4 grabs in every single game, and he's averaging 10 over his last 7 games. He's killing it. But on the other side, the Colts, experience, Phillip Rivers, Frank Reich was on that Eagles Super Bowl coaching staff. They got players who can come after you in Darius Leonard and DeForest Buckner. I expect Tre'Davious White to be all over T.Y. Hilton, but I expect the Colts to run the football and run it well with Jonathan Taylor. 651 rushing yards since week 13, the second most in the NFL, just behind Derrick Henry. And then there's a huge gap from 2 to 3. Taylor has been crushing it. Indy is inside the top 10 in rushing attempts. This is what they're going to want to do. Slow the pace down, run the football. Buffalo has allowed 4.6 yards per carry. It's the 7th most in the NFL, or the 7th highest number. That's the way to attack them. So why do I like the over? I just think the Bills are going to score. Like, I really do. It could be a struggle early. Maybe we're seeing a low total at half, and then things open up. It's just this Buffalo offense has been so efficient lately, so legit. I like Josh Allen's 2.5 touchdown passing prop. I like the over. It's plus money. I think there's going to be some points scored here. And if the Bills do score, then the Colts are going to have to chuck. And it's Nyheim Hines getting involved through the air. But I still think Taylor gets his. So I like the Bills. That's my favorite pick of the week in the spread. I think, you know, here you see the teaser, Tampa minus 1. It's a 7-game teaser. 7 points plus 450. Tampa by 1, Buffalo the Rams plus 10.5, Titans plus 10. Tease down the total from Indy and Buffalo to over 45 in case it is that grind game that I mentioned from the Colts. And then I tease the over from Baltimore and Tennessee, 47.5. But I honestly like those 54.5 and 51. And then the Rams and the Seahawks under 42.5. This is the third time these two teams have played each other this season. Week 16, it was 20-9 Seattle. That was under. Week 10, 23-16, a Rams win. They had Jared Goff there. It looks like they're not going to have Jared Goff for this game. It's going to be John Wolford, who didn't look all that great. He looked okay. He was 22 for 38, 231 yards, no touchdowns, one pick. He ran a lot, 6 for 56. If there's any rushing props out there, I'd take anything over 24.5. But I just, these teams are not going to surprise each other. This is the third time they played each other. They play each other a lot over the past few years. The coaching staffs, they know each other. They know the personnel. There's going to be no surprises between these two teams. I guess maybe Seattle taking a little bit of a look at Wolford, but that's it. I mean, Russell Wilson has really struggled against this defense. 248 passing yards in one game, 225 passing yards in another game, a touchdown to interception ratio 1-2. On the season, he's 40-13, and he had one touchdown in two games against the Rams this season, two picks, and he was sacked 11 times. DK Metcalf has absolutely been shut down in two meetings against Jalen Ramsey, who's only allowing a 20 yards per game in coverage. I wouldn't be taking any overs on DK Metcalf props. I'll tell you that just right now. I don't have it on my board, but I'm not feeling the over. If I was to feel an under, it probably would be DK Metcalf under 60 yards. Ramsey is that good. But listen to this. For the Rams, the fewest yards in the NFL allowed, the fewest points, the fewest passing yards, the third fewest rushing yards, the third fewest rushing yards per run. Two runs of 20-plus yards, number one in the NFL. Zero runs of 40-plus yards, the only team to allow zero runs of 40-plus yards. 18.5 points allowed per game, number one. The fewest passing touchdowns, the fewest yards per passing attempt. Unbelievable stuff from the Rams defense. And Seattle, over the first eight games, allowed 30 points per game. Over the last eight games, they're allowing 15 points per game. Now, the opponents have been much easier. I know that. But, you know, Jamal Adams only played a handful of games in the first half. He's huge to that defense. And when he came back in the lineup, they started to turn things around. He played all eight games in the second half. Carlos Dunlap, a guy they acquired from the Bengals, getting pressure on the quarterback. A huge boost. So this defense, maybe not as good as advertised over the last eight weeks, but definitely not as bad as they were over the first 8 weeks of the season. Give me the under. Honestly, on the money line, I'm feeling the Seahawks just because of Russell Wilson and the game on the line. I just feel better with him driving the football up the field than Wolford driving it up the field. But spread-wise, I'm going to take a shot on the Rams, and I like the under the most. I think this is going to be a tight game. On the money line, I'm not breaking news here. Buffalo, Tampa, and New Orleans, as you see there, the parlay, you really got to lay some juice. I don't see an upset with any of those teams. I think maybe Washington can scare Tampa just a little bit, get pressure on Brady. That's how you beat them. They're right there with the Rams in terms of just not allowing a lot through the air and passing touchdowns and explosive plays. They're a strong unit. They're top five in sacks. They're going to get after Brady. But at the same time, Tampa's top five in sacks. And Washington, we don't know if Alex Smith is playing. I think it's Smith. Where's the offense coming from? You can't run on Tampa. Smith has only been thrown to a handful of guys. Like Terry McLaurin's probably going to get shut down. Looks like Carlton Davis is going to be back. Jamal Dean has been phenomenal this year. So this is going to be probably another low-scoring game. If I were to pick a fourth total, I'd probably pick the under on this Tampa and Washington game at 44.5. But I think at the end of the day, it's the Bucs winning probably by 10 points just from, you know, Washington not being able to do a whole lot themselves. I think Terry McLaurin gets shut down. If you're looking McKissick and Logan Thomas, and probably your pass catchers there. So those are the picks. Any questions, you can always hit me up at Chris Meany. Hopefully you get this in time to make some picks for that first game. But if not, there's several other options. I think if you're looking for a teaser, like I always come in here with big teasers, like seven games, six games. It's tough to win those. If you're looking for a quote-unquote lock, don't like to give these out, but a two-game teaser, you tease down the Bills just to win the game and not to win by six. It covers you if there's a field goal. If it's a field goal game, and then the Bucs, you tease them down to win by one instead of eight. You just get everything, all the sweat. The Bucs are not losing. They're not losing to Washington. Okay? At least I don't think so. All right, the props. Let's get a few up here. A couple from one game, so I'll give a couple others because not every book will allow you to pick two or three different props in one game. But I like J.K. Dobbins. 61.5 was on Dobbins last week, and he had the monster game over 160 yards. I know people are a little uneasy to pick this because Lamar Jackson is a quote-unquote running back as well. He'll run. Gus Edwards is in there running around sometimes. Mark Ingram is a non-factor, in my opinion. This has been Dobbins' backfield for a few weeks now, I think. He's topped this number in five of his past six games, 15 for 70 in Week 11 against the Titans, and that's when it was a crowded backfield in Week 11. I think that was basically his coming-out party, in my opinion, for Dobbins. And the Titans allowing 120.8 rushing yards per game. Marquise Brown is the other Raven I have on here. He's just been more involved in the offense. I like him, and I like Mark Andrews. For Brown, over 3.5 receptions, 4-plus catches in five of his past six games, 7-plus targets in four of his past six games. Remember earlier in the year, there was a point right around week five, week six, get me the ball. I'm not involved in this offense. The Ravens' offense is gelling right now. It's cooking. They're playing really good football. That's why I like the over here. I think Marquise Brown, definitely the 3.5. I like the yards, too. You know, he's a big threat guy. Only needs one catch to take it to the house. But I like the over 3.5. And Andrews is not on this board, but same thing. 5-plus catches in five of his past six games, including 5 for 96 against the Titans in that first matchup this year, and 17 targets in the last two games. So a big-time factor in the offense over the past few weeks. And then the other guy in this game is Ryan Tannehill, 16.5. Look, I was going to come in here with Derrick Henry, 120. It's a bit high. I think he gets there. But Ryan Tannehill, 16.5. The reason I like Tannehill so much, I mean, he runs around quite a bit. He's very sneaky on the ground. This is why he's a good fantasy quarterback. I mean, everyone just thinks it's Henry, but the play action, I mean, Baltimore's going to stack the box. They're going to run the play action, and Tannehill's going to take some shots with his legs, and that's what he's been doing. You look at just the game logs from him. Last week, 38 rushing yards, 55 against Green Bay in the snow there. He had that rushing touchdown. He's got 5 rushing touchdowns in his last three games, by the way. He has 7 on the season. Against Detroit, 21, so quick math, 70. He's got over 100 rushing yards in his last three games. Another game against Baltimore, that one earlier, that was actually overtime, 20-4, 4 for 35, so 35 rushing yards then. Earlier in the year against the Bills, 42 rushing yards. He runs quite a bit, is my point. 16.5, I'm going to take a shot on him at 16.5. There's two rushing quarterbacks that I like this week. One is not Lamar, it's Tannehill, and it's Josh Allen. I think his is around 25.5. It's kind of been juiced up over the past 24 hours. That's why I left it off the board. It's right around that threshold for me, but I like it. But that's why I got Tannehill in here at 16.5. He's going to run for a couple first downs himself. And then back to Jonathan Taylor, my guy. I got to, right? I have to. I really do. There is a fear that maybe the Bills start rolling and the Colts get away from the run, but I don't think so. I think they're going to stick with it, at least for the first bit. There's two ways that I see this going. Taylor, run. Over the 73.5. I mentioned that he has the second most rushing yards over the last several weeks since week 13, just 119 behind Derrick Henry, who has almost 800 over that span. But there's two ways I see this going. They run with Taylor and he gets his yards, or they have to chuck a little bit and it's Nyheim Hines getting the catches. So I see his prop at 3.5, 4.5 in some spots. He's been heavily involved in the offense, catching a few balls out of the backfield. So if they do get behind, it's probably Hines catching some balls, but you can see some two running backs, you know, on the field at the same time, both of these guys rotating in and having some success. And then Logan Thomas in there at over 3.5. Where's the offense going to come? Who's catching balls? I don't think Antonio Gibson or J.D. McKissick is going to have a lot of success running the football. We've seen Logan Thomas eat up a lot of targets this season from Alex Smith if he is under center. I think he's going to start, but either way, Heineke, Smith, I don't think it matters. I like the Logan Thomas more so than the Terry McLaurin, right? I mean, Tampa's going to be all over McLaurin. It's going to be McKissick, and it's going to be Logan Thomas catching balls out of the backfield. That will do it. I got to do the DFS show. Hopefully, you guys are subscribed. Again, if you get FTN bets, you're going to get FTN DFS for free. It's only $34.99, that draft kit. It's just $9.99 as well. But if you get NHL Daily, you're going to get bets and the kit as well. Lots of hockey talk here over the next couple episodes. I'll be back to break down some football. I won't come back tomorrow. Those are my picks. You know, I'll roll through. Why not? On the way out here, I'll just give you my final four. My final four before the season started was KC, Baltimore, New Orleans, Seattle. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's actually impossible to happen the way that I've mapped this all out. I think KC, Baltimore are going to play next week, so that will eliminate my final four. And then I think New Orleans and Seattle plays next week, so that eliminates my final four. But at least I'll have somebody going to the final four, I think. So my new final four is kind of chalky. I'm sorry. KC, Buffalo. I like the Bills, man. They're rolling. And Green Bay and New Orleans. I was back and forth on Green Bay and Tampa next round. Tampa really, they crushed Green Bay earlier, but I really like this Green Bay defense lately. I think they've turned things around quite a bit. That game's going to be in Lambeau. It's a tough place to play. It's cold. I know Brady's used to the cold, but not everybody is. And I tell you who is, Aaron Rodgers, and he's absolutely lighting it up. So Green Bay and New Orleans, and then KC, Buffalo. And then I got, it was really tough for me not to pick the Bills. I've taken some shots in the Bills because, you know, there's value there, but I think it's KC going back. Unfortunately, I hate to do that, to pick the favorite, but I think KC's going back. And I think they play Green Bay. I think it's going to be a hell of a Super Bowl. But it's going to be a hell of a super wild card weekend. Good luck with the picks. Any questions, hit me up at Chris Meany. Cheers.